Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Folks, welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. You're listening to Financial Survival. And as usual, I'm here the first 20 minutes of Wednesday's broadcast. And it is hard to believe, folks, the last day of May already, 31 May 2023. Almost, can't believe how fast we're going. Almost halfway through another year. But anyway, glad you're with us today. In the first 20 minutes, as always, we speak to Wendy Wilson with Apothecary Herbs. Always, always interesting information. This woman has to spend hours studying for these things because there's no way she can just pick up something and just learn it in 5 minutes. She must spend a lot of time on these issues. But we're going to go to Wendy in a minute after we do the metals in the markets. And it was kind of a mixed bag, folks. The metals especially, two up and two down. Gold was up 569 to 1964.29. Silver was up 35 to 23.54. Platinum was down 620 to 1021.90. Palladium was down 2860 to 1397.50. So, mixed bag there. The markets in the U.S. are all down slightly. Dow was down 90 to 32,952. NASDAQ was down 39 to 12,977. S&P was down 14 to 41,91. Overseas, well, down also. FTSE was down 1.01% to 7,446. The DAX was down 1.54% to 15,664. Hang Seng was down 1.994% to 18,234. Nikkei was down 1.41% to 30,887. USDX was up 0.12 to 104.29. Oil was down to 149.67.97. And the 10-year yield was down 0.08 to 3.616%. So basically, except for the gold and silver and USDX, everything else was down today. So take that as you may. That's just the way the markets went. That's the way the metals went. And again, I would be looking to buy some things as far as precious metals as soon as possible because prices are going to go back up again. And I do believe, just my opinion, next 2 to 3 months, you're probably going to see another record high on gold and silver, or at least gold. I do believe that. But anyway, not silver, but gold. Now, we're going to our guest, Wendy Wilson. This young lady, like I said, is a walking encyclopedia of health issues. And she's going to cover a topic today that I'm looking forward to hearing. You're not going to believe what scientists have figured out actually works from medicine. You're not going to believe this. I mean, it only took them thousands of years to figure out what God told us many thousands of years ago. And common people know him for many years also. Wendy, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor Butch. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you, and I'm looking forward to hearing today's topic. I mean, I'm so glad the scientists finally figured out what God knew for years and the common folks knew for a lot of years also.
Well, they're trying, but there's a little bit of a twist. They always, look at it in a certain way because, more research is being done right now on healing properties of plant roots. So science is looking at roots. And one in particular caught their attention of the Medical University of Vienna, and they reported their findings in October of 2020. Their medicinal plants, they say, have always been the mainstay of wellness, and so there's nothing really science can do to really duplicate the complexity of what God put in nature, especially in our herbs and spices, to help keep us healthy. So they're trying to dissect stuff to see how the mechanisms work so they can make their own versions. So according to the research, scientists at the University of Vienna, they kind of honed in on a small protein molecule in our beetroot. The molecule is a peptide, and it seems to block an enzyme that deals with messenger molecules within the body. So it reduces inflammation is what they found. So this research did get published in the October 2020 Journal of Natural Products. Here is a quote from one of the lead scientists, Christian Guber, at Vienna's Institute. They said, "This particular molecule has a stable structure for pharmacological properties. The beetroot peptide could be a good candidate for drug therapy to treat inflammatory diseases." Well, I'm saying, why not just eat beets, you know?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, so what they were looking for is the type of inflammatory action this beetroot has and how they could plug it into some disease therapies. The list of diseases they came up with for the beetroot peptide was neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, Huntington's disease, motor neuron disease, and muscular MS. So on the list was also autoimmune diseases, fatty liver disease, endometriosis for female reproduction, type 1 and 2 diabetes, irritable bowel syndrome, arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, and obesity. So they think once they, you know, kind of corner the market on this beetroot peptide, they're going to get rid of all these diseases. So the beetroot peptide, they say, can help regulate our inflammation. According to the report, this makes beetroot a huge drug candidate. So, of course, beetroot is available in organic form. Other low risks of side effects are associated with organic forms, and they're very affordable to many people. Here's an extra bonus, though, Pastor Butch. The scientists noted that the peptide in beetroot is a plant molecule that offers defense benefits against viruses and bacteria. So it does this through an amino acid enzyme, and it protects also the plants from insects. So it has its own defense, the plant itself. Wow. So a lot of people juice beets, and that's a big thing today is juicing your beetroot. And they guess what? The scientists tested the beetroot juice. That's right. And they found a lot of peptides remain in the juice. So just think, some of the neurological diseases may be prevented by consuming a daily beetroot drink. Think about this. However,
well,
science
I have a question to ask you then. Would the beet product advertised on TV be that good actually too, you think?
Are we talking about some sort of powdered or fizzy drink?
Yeah, powder, right, powder, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. So beetroot powder is it's just a dried beetroot. Personally, I think the live enzymes in the juice are a bit more potent than the dry form. So you lose some of those oils and things when you dry the root. So,
okay.
Yeah, so it's a bit more potent in its fresh juice form, I think. Now, science is not really ready to declare that, you could use beetroot as a prevention. They're not ready to say that to you. Of course, they want you to use the pharmaceutical stuff. And they don't want you practicing disease prevention. Obviously, there's no money in that. So from nature to pharmacy is what they're trying to take this to. Like so many other things, they're taking the natural blueprint and the nutrients, kind of, isolating and edit them, altering them to make a drug candidate. Here is another quote from one of the scientists, the scientist Gruber, who says, "We're searching through large databases containing genetic information of plants and animals, decoding new types of peptide molecules, studying their structure, aiming to test them pharmacologically on enzymes and cellular receptors. So we then model them for disease models, he says, and we call this new class of drugs the G-protein-coupled receptor. So these drugs are chemically synthesized in a modified form, and they're in phase one testing of these types of drugs for MS patients. So some of the side effects, though, on these G-protein-coupled receptor drugs, there's some concerns. It causes a lot of constipation and respiratory distress. So those two things aren't real good. So they probably have to figure that one out. So you're probably wondering, well, what the heck is in beets? Well, the beet has a lot of nutritional elements, and according to nutritionalists, beets have beta carotene to help stimulate our skin and also helps defy aging. So beets kind of make you look younger longer. And it's believed that it's also the silicon element in the beetroot that strengthens the skin structure to resist wrinkles and sagging skin and promotes a healthy looking hair and that kind of thing. Beets also do contain magnesium and some sodium and potassium and vitamin C, all great advances for the body's ability to help it detoxify and also lower your bad cholesterol and prevent cancer cells. So this is probably why the beauty industry often adds beets to their skincare products. Did you know that, Pastor Butch?
No, I didn't know that. No, that's interesting. Yeah.
Some of the other research, we were talking about the cholesterol, is it helps get rid of fatty liver. So people that have fatty livers may want to look at this. The benefits that we find is the beets internally, they help us manage our weight, and they also, it's been declared a very type of a slimming food. So if you want to, you know, keep the pounds off, beets also have one of the highest sugar contents of any vegetable, which can be juiced and added to your citrus vegetable juice to sweeten it a bit. But beets are low in fat and calories, also low in carbohydrates to help stabilize the blood sugar level.
Well, that sugar in the beet would not hurt a diabetic.
Well, it says it's low in carbohydrates, so it stabilizes blood sugar levels. So it's sweet, but it's not going to probably spike sugar because of how it's got to put it together. According to nutritionalist Mark Click, he says beets contain a few important compounds called betaline and methylthiolene. These compounds support liver detoxification and prevent an accumulation of toxins and fats from forming in the liver and also the rest of the body. So this is how beets, you know, help us maintain our weight. And it's even more impressive that the nutrients in our beets help prevent that tired, sluggish feeling, as well as providing a lot of natural B folate, vitamin B as in boy. That helps also with prevent our mood swings from getting out of hand, and also helps with digestive problems because it has soluble fiber in it. So beetroots also help preserve good, healthy flora in the digestive system and can prevent colon cancer and lower the bad cholesterol, according to Dr. Mark Click. Yeah. So, I mean, just one root there, you know, just kind of check the box off on a bunch of health problems, right? But it's also a great energy booster. This is a study out of the UK. They suggest that beetroot juice helps boost your metabolism and your stamina. This was a study at University of Exeter and Peninsula Medical School. They said the beets help you exercise 16% longer by lowering the nitrate and reducing the oxygen uptake to make exercise less tiring. So the research is expected to change athletic training and also in healthcare for the elderly. So there's this high potential that this research will improve the health of those that may be suffering from cardiovascular or respiratory diseases. And, of course, that did get reported in the Medical News Today journal. There was a study of 8 men, Pastor Butch. They were between the ages of 19 and 38, and they were given 500 milligrams of organic beetroot juice every day for 6 consecutive days, and then they put them on this cycling thing, and they did exercise tests. And they were tested, another group, they were just given a placebo. And when the group that drank the beetroot juice, they were able to cycle an average of 11.25 minutes longer and were 92 seconds longer than those on the placebo. They said that's about a 2% difference when you take beetroot juice, lowers the blood pressure. So they appeared that when they were done exercising, on their resting blood pressure rate was also lower. The people that had the so that appeared in the Journal of Applied Physiological Studies. And also, if you want to just recap here, Barts of London School, they kind of did a medical test in the Peninsula Medical School, and they kind of concurred. Also, Germany did a study, they all proved that beetroot extract slows cancerous growth. The beetroot taken every day was a cancer preventative, they all said. Beetroot juice.
Gee.
Right?
Yeah,
lots of antioxidants and flavonoids.
If you buy some natural beetroot juice, you're doing a lot of good things for your body.
Well, yeah, there's lots of oxygen. And what did we hear from science? You know, cancer cells don't like oxygen, you know? So it's right. Very much an oxidative, you know, thing. Let's recap. So beetroot is packed with a lot of nutrition, helps the body detoxify, reduce inflammation, protect you against neurological failure, lowers blood pressure, balances blood sugar, helps with weight management, boosts immune system function and energy, protects your liver, reduces signs of aging, improves digestion, lowers cancer risk, rebuilds blood system, and helps red blood cells deliver more oxygen. Whoa! One root does all that. I know. Now, the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology weighed in. They said, this review, we have illustrated the ability of a main active beetroot ingredient in an antioxidant, anti-tumor, lowering blood pressure, blood lipid, blood glucose, improving exercise performance, and many other aspects, end of quote. So they were pretty much blown away how God made beetroot. Yep.
Gee whiz. Do you sell beetroot?
Well, we include a powdered beetroot juice. Okay, so it's juice that gets powdered. And we add that to our body food mix. So the beetroot juice is a bit stronger than just powdered beetroot. Okay. So we like to use that. I have it every day. It's called body food mix, and we have that every day. And I like the beets because they have natural B, as in boy, vitamins. I don't like the B vitamins on the market. They're synthetics. They're isolated stuff. The B complex. I did a show, Pastor Butch, and I said, there's two sources where they get B vitamins from in the supplement industry. One is fermented bacteria, and the other source is they have sanitized human waste, because the colon produces B vitamins, so they take human waste and they clean it up and they make a supplement out of it for you.
Oh my gosh.
Right. I know, people are like, no, and I'm like, yes, that's what they do. I highly doubt science is going to be able to provide a drug that can beat these benefits of beetroot. All their drugs have side effects, Pastor Butch. And because they want to change it and isolate, so they want to change God's creation. And when they do that, you change the way it acts in the human body, and this is why you get side effects. So God gave us food, spices, herbs. These are all, you know, Hippocrates said food is your medicine.
Yes.
See? So, you know, God made the human body. He made these plants. He knows what goes together. Personally, if you stay on a healthy diet, you change your DNA in 6 days.
That's
true.
If
your diet's not so great. So be empowered by that
information. Tell us about your beetroot supplement you talked about.
Oh, okay. So it's
got about Minnesota left. Share that with us.
Yes, it's called Body Foundation Food Mix. So it's got greens in it. It's got wheatgrass, barley grass, alfalfa grass. Now, alfalfa grass, by the way, science determined, so did NASA, helps you make more stem cells, alfalfa.
Okay.
So if you want to make more stem cells, it's alfalfa grass. Also, we have spirulina and chlorella, and we got rose hips and orange and lemon pyramid. So did NASA, helps you make more stem cells. Alfalfa.
Okay.
So if you want to make more stem cells, it's alfalfa grass. Also, we have spirulina and chlorella, and we got rose hips and orange and lemon peel and a little bit of large flake nutritional yeast, which is not going to give you candida, but another B source. It's grown on beetroot, actually. So you get vitamins and minerals in a whole food plant-based mix, and you just add it to juice, water, make a smoothie. People stir it into their yogurt. And it's really going to cover those bases you may be missing. I drink it every day. I like it in lemonade. So, there you go. Okay. Yeah, so they can give us a call if they're interested in that or get a free catalog. Our number is 866-229-3663. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. And the website is thepowerherbs.com. And I hope you had a good Memorial Day, Pastor Butch.
We did. We had a little bit of rain up here where we are, but it was a nice day. We had a little picnic, my wife and a friend of ours. But anyway, Wendy Wilson, thanks for the info, and thanks for my telling about beetroot. That's exciting. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Talk to you soon. Folks, back at the break. A lot more to talk about, and we should be joined by Elder Mel Seastrom in a few minutes, so y'all don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you up.
All righty, folks, we are back, and we're joined by Melody Seastrom, the head of Discount Gold and Silver, the one you need to talk to about planning things for the future. And by the time we get through the news today, especially the war news, and I don't mean skirmish, I mean war news. I mean, this stuff coming down, folks, it's unbelievable. We're going to go with that just in a few minutes, but I want to bring Melody up, say hi to her, and welcome, Melody, to your broadcast.
Hi. It's good to be here on my broadcast.
Hope you had a good weekend.
I did. And, you know, it just makes this week short. It's like, is tomorrow Thursday already? Wow.
Yeah, I know. It kind of messes your week up because I'm used to being in a routine. The next thing you know, wait a minute.
I know.
Today's Tuesday, it's not Monday. But anyway, yeah.
I know.
Good to be back. And, we all enjoy time off, but I kind of enjoy doing radio. And I enjoy doing radio with you because we have a good time together. We share a lot of news. And today's news is very... Well, I don't know what to say. Scary, maybe, is a good word for it. We'll share in a minute. But I'll let you get started. Anything you want to say, then we'll get into all kinds of stuff here.
Well, if you're prepared, you don't have to be scared. Be prepared, not scared.
That's right.
You know, that's the key for everything. And if you're prepared, you can just sit back and, yeah, you can still get scary, but you know you did the best you can, and we move on. And, you know, the big talk is everything is about the debt ceiling. And supposedly they come to some agreement. And I guess all those liberals out there are mad at your Joe Manchin, because I guess he's getting his little deal done in the deal that McCarthy and Biden pushed through or is trying to push through, and everything. So it's, you know, and there's so many things coming out in this. Supposedly the debt limit deal is in place, but the budget deficit, you know, it's still what's changed. You know, I always thought that this debt limit is based on money already spent. So, and, you know, and they say, oh, you know, it's going to have $1 trillion savings there. Hey, if you didn't believe when Biden was saying that, when his little, you know, what was his deal with the infrastructure, the reduction, infrastructure reduction inflation, that there was going to be $1 trillion cut back. Why would you believe it now coming from McCarthy and Biden? It's so ridiculous. And all they're doing is they're moving things around just to, you know, just to make the numbers work. It's so ridiculous.
Well, it's like the old saying, they rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic. That's all they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they all pat themselves on the back. And, you know, the ones that I'm most disgusted with? Listening to some of these conservative politicians saying, well, oh, you know, I really hate this, and, you know, this isn't it, blah, 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 blah. Are you going to vote for it? Yes. I mean, they go throughout, you know, they go through this whole diatribe about, you know, talking about, you know, how the bad things are in it, but, oh, it'll get done. We'll get it passed. It's like, you know, see that fire over there? It's really going to burn me if I'm going to walk through it, but you know what? I'm going to walk through it anyway.
Well, you know, one thing McCarthy said, I don't know if it's real or not, but said they cut like $1 billion or something off the IRS budget, so they couldn't hire the 81,000 extra IRS agents. I don't know whether that's true or not. I have no idea.
We'll just get it from somewhere else.
Yeah, that's, yeah, Melody, we know it's all politics. It's all show. We know that. We know that. It's all been that way for years. It's just getting worse. But I guess people will fall for it. I mean, you know, the Republicans are going to save us.
I know. So, you know, again, it's just their behavior. It's just the most disgusting.
It is disgusting. Know. It is.
It's just disgusting. It is. And it's the same thing day in and day out. And what did they do? And what do? We do nothing. I mean, how many people call anymore? Probably not very many people.
Well, they most generally know it isn't going to work anyway.
They sometimes they can't. Anyway. Well, if they think it's going to impact their little election, re-election, sometimes it does make a difference.
Well, if the election's honest, I wonder about that too. But yeah.
Usually, sometimes in your little local areas, well, there might
the
be
local
a little
areas,
bit hard.
Local areas, yes.
Might, yeah.
Hard to cheat on those.
But you really, you know, aren't really sure, but. So, I mean, there just wasn't too much, you know, everybody's focused on that. You know, there was just Goldman Sachs is cutting jobs again. J.P. Morgan, you know, this is really interesting. You know, we talked about how J.P. Morgan Chase transferred $347 billion in debt securities over the last 3 years just to inflate its capital using a controversial maneuver. And it's really interesting is how they change. And it's kind of like what our government does. So they've got the okay to do it too. And they just move things to one account to another. And all of a sudden, this loss that you have turns into a positive. It hides the losses. And it's really amazing that they're allowed to get away with this.
Yes.
The Wall Street mega banks, and probably a lot of others, they move vast amounts of their debt securities from one accounting category to another accounting category just in order to stretch out their unrealized losses over the life of these instruments. And I mean, there was a chart. This was from, let's see, Wall Street on Parade. And Pam Martins and Russ Martins. And I really like their writing. And they show a chart. And it shows, as does the FDIC chart, indicates that on December 31st, 2022, the year of 2022, unrealized losses on investment securities at U.S. banks stood at more than $600 billion. That's almost $1 trillion. And yet, I mean, we really do live in a different reality. I mean, what's the reality of things? It's baffling when you know these things. And people say, well, it just doesn't matter. Doesn't it, Butch? Don't these things matter?
No, you're right. It does matter. It's getting so big now that I don't think anybody really comprehends it. It's unpayable, so I don't think anybody pays attention to it any longer. I mean, I'm surprised they did it, what they did do, because they know they can't pay it. They know they can't balance it. They know it's not going to slow down that much. It's all been rhetoric for many, many years. Now it's to the point of no return. So what do you do?
Yeah. But, I mean, they're just changing. And, you know, you don't know. I mean, how much of these multinational corporations can move debt from one category? It's truly amazing. So when we go to apply for loans and so forth, we should be able to change our accounting and everything just like they do.
we'll just print some more money and cover our debt.
And there you go.
That'll do it. It is insane. It is insane. You know, I did some research today. I like to read history some. I like to study some things on what we call the forefathers, some of the things he said. And John Adams said a few things I want to get into real quick before we get into the news, because the news is going to be kind of important here. Something to pay attention to. But John Adams said this: one useless man is a shame, two is a law firm, and three is a Congress. That pretty well spells it out, doesn't it?
It does.
And do you know what you call a group of baboons? I'm serious.
Congress.
A Congress. There you go. By golly, give that lady an A on that card and a golden star. Good for you. He also said there are two ways to conquer and enslave a country. One is by the sword. The other is by debt. I wonder how he knew that. He said, there's nothing I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. He warned against two parties warring together. What do we have and have had for many, many years, folks? Our founder said that, not me. He also said, Our whole system of banks is a violation of every honest principle of banks. There is no honest bank but a bank of deposit. A bank that issues paper money at interest is a pickpocket or a robber. But the delusion will have its course, as their toxicity is growing out of them, that will be as fatal as the feudal barons of unchecked in time. How's that for a powerful statement?
Wow.
I said, and Thomas Jefferson said about the same thing, about we'd end up being slaves in a land our founding forefathers fought for. But this was said by people, Melody, long before you and I were even a twinkle in somebody's eye. But men that who'd seen it and come out of it and saw what's happening. So here we are. Both everything he said there. The two-party system would destroy us? Well, obviously it has. The banking system is a den of robbers and thieves. That's what Christ called them, by the way, the temple, a den of thieves and robbers. So that's what he said, and here we are today. Now, all of the news, I want to cover very quickly division in a country, folks. These are just a few headlines, not the stories. Pride flag burned at L.A. Elementary School. Now, I don't care whether you agree with it or not. I just want to show you the conflict here, the division. Mob of 40 teens jumped Marines on California beach. Vegas like a war zone as massive fights unfold. Nine shot on Hollywood, Florida beach. Alabama highway sign hacked with white supremacist messages. The revolt of Christian homeschoolers. Rise of Latino white supremacy. That's just one to show some division, folks, right there coming. It's already started in America. And now the DHS warns of heightened threat of attacks on churches and cops ahead of 2024 election. The Department of Homeland Security has issued a warning of a heightened threatened environment, including possible attacks against such institutions as churches and the police as the 2024 election draws closer. Just the News reports that the Memorial Day bulletin issued by the DHS also warned of political violence that could be sparked by legislative or judicial decisions pertaining to sociopolitical issues. The United States remains in a heightened threat environment, the bulletin declares. Lone offenders and small groups motivated by a range of ideological beliefs and personal grievances continue to pose a persistent and lethal threat to the homeland. Among the recent examples cited by the memo is a recent Covenant School shooting in Nashville, Tennessee, where a far-left transgender radical carried out a mass shooting at a Christian school, presumably in retaliation for the school's opposition to transgenderism. The shooting left three children and three adults dead. The memo later went on to list numerous possible threats, targets of such political violence, including faith-based institutions. In the aftermath of the Supreme Court's decision last June to overturn Roe v. Wade, there were numerous attacks by the far-left, pro-abortion radical against Catholic churches and pro-life pregnancy centers. Division, division, division. Target stores hit with bomb threat after turning its back on the LGBTQ community. No, this wasn't the right, folks. This wasn't so-called political right. It wasn't the white supremacist. It was a group that they said they're going to cut back on their clothing line that supported them. They were cut back on it, and they're threatening to bomb them. Yeah. At least five targets in Marlboro states received bomb threats Friday over company executives pulling the Pride collection section because of mounting boycotts, leading to multiple stores being evacuated as police and the FBI search for explosive devices. Target is full of redacted cowards, who turned their back on the LGBT community and decided to cater to a homophobic right-wing redneck bigots who protested and vandalized their store, reads a threatening email sent to several Target locations in Ohio and one in Pennsylvania. We won't stand idly by as the far right continues to hunt us down. We are sending you a message. We place a bomb in the following Target stores. We will continue to bomb your targets until you stop cowering and bring back your LGBTQ merchandise. So, folks, that I tell you exactly just how dangerous that side of the country is. And I say that side meaning the far-left radicals, the immoral individuals who are doing these things and threaten to do this thing because they got their feelings hurt over this. Melly, this is what I covered here in this country, right? These last few or five or six headlines should be concerning, shouldn't they?
Should. But, hey, we got Christie that's going to announce his presidential campaign next week, so we're all saved.
We're all ready. We're all, my goodness.
We're all saved.
We all got it made. We got it made. And we're going to get into some signs, 11 signs of global conflict could soon spiral completely out of control. This is my Michael Snyder, and it's in the most important news.com. I'm going to share it here in just a second after the break. Folks, our whole world, our nation, and the world becoming very unstable. Very unstable. Faction against faction, race against race, creed against creed, whatever you want to call it, it's turning into a war zone worldwide. And this time, the United States is not going to escape this. It's coming to our turf. It's already here. And Melody, I don't want to see that. I grew up in a country, at least when I was a young boy, was overall basically a peaceful country. No, wasn't a whole lot of protest and riots going on. There were very few. Started some more in the 60s and during the Vietnam War, but it sort of kind of died down a while. But I grew up in a country where neighbor got along with neighbor. Didn't make a difference what color you were or what nationality you were. Didn't care whether you were Polish or Italian or English. It made no difference. The neighbors lived together, and as neighbors should. Something happened to divide this country. And we're heading down a very rough road. Now the world's getting involved in the whole thing. But after the break, we're going to cover these very short points, as the 11 points that Michael Snyder sees that is could like spiral, we're spiraling into a completely out of control war, World War III could be coming on the near horizon. Anything you want to say in the last 30 seconds of this segment?
Not really. You know, there's the report, and I think you're going to touch on this too, where, you know, we're going to talk about a little bit of war. Drones attack Russian oil refineries.
Yes. Well, we're going to discuss that, what happened inside Russia, and Russia is now threatened to nuke them.
And, you know, we certainly saw in Moscow the drones hit inside. And I just saw where Biden has approved another $300 million to Ukraine, in addition to all the other millions and billions of dollars.
See, we got lots of money. Why worry about the budget? We got lots of money.
Well, we do have the music, so we do have a break. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Financial Survival.
My Lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, babe. Don't say babe.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Is it going to be me or you?
Yeah, go right on. You're right there. Go ahead.
I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul, and we're heading in the last segment of the program for May 31st, and I know you have lots of things you want to talk about, so start talking.
And folks, I'm going to try my best, and I talk too fast, get too excited with this, but sometimes I can't help it because I sense the urgency of this news and the importance of this news that we need to pay attention to. Again, this is by Michael Snyder. The world seems to be gripped by a really bad case of war fever. Now, he said, I don't think it means the world. I mean, I think it means some leaders in this world. I don't want war. You don't want war. But we never do. The leaders declare it, and we fight it. Anyway, national leaders all over the globe are rattling their sabers, and that should deeply alarm all of us. The last time that there was a world war, tens of millions of people died. This time around, it could be hundreds of millions or even billions of people. Today, we literally possess the ability to destroy all of humanity. So a worldwide conflict in which nuclear weapons are used should be avoided at all costs. But unfortunately, those that are running the thing seem absolutely determined to push us towards such a conflict anyway. With the past couple of weeks, there have been so many alarming developments. The following are 11 signs of global conflict could soon spiral completely out of control. Now, folks, I'm just going to read the headline, not the backup on the comments. I'm going to read what it says. Russia just signed a deal to deploy tactical nuclear weapons to Belarus. U.S. and Taiwanese officials have reportedly been talking about bringing Taiwan under the nuclear umbrella of the United States. Needless to say, such a move would make war with China much more likely. The Russians have just issued an arrest warrant for U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham. That'd be a big loss. A senior Taliban commander is boasting that we will conquer Iran soon. Israel has doubled the number of attacks on Iranian targets inside Syrian territory in recent months. Hezbollah just conducted major military exercises very close to the border with Israel. Most Americans don't realize this, but U.S. troops will soon be deployed in Peru, of all places. Violent clashes in Kosovo have resulted in more than two dozen NATO troops being injured. The U.S. military is building a brand new base in northern Syria. North Korea is claiming that the U.S. and South Korea had just conducted an invasion rehearsal. And number 11, due to security concerns, dozens of satellite phones for emergency communication are being issued to members of the U.S. Senate. What's all that mean? I really don't know, folks. But with all that coming together under in such a short time, I think it's kind of ominous. Now, this next article is obviously pro-Ukraine and anti-Putin, but it says this. Ramblings of a madman. Deluded Putin and his cronies accuse Ukraine of increasingly reckless behavior and terrorism after drone attacks near wealthy Moscow region, despite despots' war killing thousands of innocent people. A deluded Vladimir Putin and his cronies today accuse Ukraine of trying to frighten Russians with increasingly reckless behavior after Moscow was targeted in a drone attack blamed on Kyiv. Apparently, forgetting that Russia has unleashed a series of deadly airstrikes on Ukrainian cities that have killed thousands since the start of the war 15 months ago, Putin claimed Kyiv has chosen the path of trying to frighten the citizens of Russia. Several buildings in wealthy suburbs of Moscow were damaged by suspected Ukrainian kamikaze drones just hours after Putin unleashed yet another volley of strikes on Kyiv. Putin claimed the attack was in revenge for earlier Russian strikes on command centers. In reality, the Kremlin airstrikes have hit residential buildings in Kyiv, causing residents to run for their lives to bomb shelters. We have spoken about hitting command centers in Ukraine. In response, the Kyiv regime has chosen a different path. The path of trying to frighten the citizens of Russia, and of strikes on residential buildings, Putin said. And Russia's foreign minister paired with similar lines, claiming that Western support for Ukraine was pushing Kyiv towards increasingly reckless behavior. Take that any way you want to, folks. This is happening. Russia threatened to launch tactical nukes in response to Ukraine drone blitz on Moscow as Vlad breaks silence. Ukraine was warned it faced nuclear attack today after drones blitzed Moscow, sparking blasts within earshot of Vladimir Putin's home. Melody, just stop and make a comment here. This is the first time I know of that they actually told Ukraine, you're in danger of being nuked. You have any comments on that?
No, but I think the part where you said they came close to Putin's home.
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to push it into doing something.
No, that shouldn't bother me at all.
No, not at all.
A wave of kamikaze flying bombs targeted posh suburbs in Russian capital, where the tyrant and his cronies have luxury retreats. Then the unmanned airstrikes came hours after the Ukrainian commander vowed to avenge the latest of a string of Russian air raids in Kyiv. But Ukraine denied any involvement amid fears that the attacks were another false flag ruse ordered by Putin himself to enable him to escalate the conflict. The Kremlin went on to directly accuse Ukraine of targeting Russia a claim which backs Putin's lie that Ukraine and the West has been bent on destroying his motherland. And folks, with all the evidence from what's going on NATO and the support NATO's giving Ukraine, I think it's a fair statement. I think Putin assumes right. They want to destroy the motherland. And with the map they come up with, they're showing dividing Russia into 41 countries, I think he's right on the money. I think they're trying to destroy Russia. I really do. Putin said Ukraine was attempting to intimidate Russia. Russian citizen attacks on residential buildings. He said, we have spoken about hitting command centers in Ukraine. In response, the Kyiv regime has chosen a different path, the path of trying to frighten Russia, frighten the citizens of Russia, and strikes on residential buildings. Moscow's air defense system worked normally, satisfactorily, although there is some work to do. Within hours, hardline pro-Putin MPs were banging for a nuclear response. MP Oleg Nilov said Moscow was subject to a drone attack by the Ukrainian terror state. A response can be made from all available options of the Russian air armed forces. Tactical nuclear weapons won't stay shelved for too long. I repeat that. Tactical nuclear weapons will not stay shelved for too long. Footage showed a mushroom cloud caused by a drone around 2 miles from the village of Yusovo, close to Putin's official Novoagarvo, Moscow residence. So I did see that. It did look like a small nuke went off near his home. I don't know whether it was or not. I'm not an expert on that. But I see where I got the idea from. It sure looked like it might be that. Any comments, Melody?
Well, you know, the Chinese leader, Xi Jinping, has called on his top national security officials to think about worst-case scenarios and prepare for stormy seas as they are trying to harden any type of efforts to counter any perceived internal and external threats. Xi said yesterday, the complexity and difficulty of the national security issues we face now have increased significantly. And this was at a meeting of the party's National Security Commission. We must adhere to bottom-line thinking and worst-case scenario thinking and get ready to undergo the major test of high winds and rough waves and even perilous stormy seas. So you can talk about that thinking, you know, that they faced a host of challenges for anywhere from the economy to, you know, all of these various hostile international environments. And you know what? When I think of rough seas and so forth, I really don't think of about an economy. I think about war.
Yes. And that could affect the economy, too.
I know, but I mean, you know, you can always bring back an economy and so forth, and you don't have, you know, thousands of people
dying, millions
of people dying and so forth. So, I mean, you might have some rough seas, but I mean, it's not going to be perilous stormy seas. I know.
Well, this information I have next comes from Hal Turner. Hal Turner's a pretty good investigative reporter. I have to give him credit for that. And this article, you'll see how it ties together this war just in a second. Institutional kitchens being warned have food stored for 10-day disruption in supply chain. Institutes like hospitals, jails, prisons, etc., were told casually 3 weeks ago they should probably have enough food on hand to get through a 10-day disruption of food chains. Few thought much of that. Then today, they're being explicitly warned to make sure you have enough food to get through a 10-day supply chain outage. The warnings are coming down from vendors and now from government. It's not a suggestion anymore. It's a mandate. They're being told, do this, make sure it's done. Now, I don't have time. I'm going to finish this article and get in the rest of them, but I want to go to why this is being said, folks. This is why this warning comes out. World War III potential kickoff dates, June 12th through 24th. Now, I'm not setting the dates. I'm just saying what the article says. Based upon information which came to me discreetly via postal mail, I've concluded that World War III can kick off in less than 2 weeks between the dates of June 12th through 24th. The largest NATO air exercise, Air Defender 23, takes place in that time period and may cover Ukraine counteroffensive. Ukraine is getting ready to launch an offensive. You know that. As described during the Memorial Day radio show last night, my wife and a son came up to the house here in Pennsylvania from a regular home in New Jersey this past Saturday evening. They brought with them postal mail from P.O. Box, which had accumulated for about 3 weeks. And that postal mail was a discreet but large envelope containing what can be described as intelligence material about certain NATO planning. Now, folks, I'm not going to have time to read all this, like I said, but I just want to just get the highlights here. Air Defender 23 will be the most significant military exercise ever carried out in European skies. The event will involve the air forces of 25 nations. More specifically, Air Defender 23 will represent the most extensive deployment exercise of air forces in the history of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, commonly known as NATO. The unprecedented event will involve up to 10,000 exercise participants who will train their flying skills with approximately 220 aircraft. The military exercise will take place in European airspace and under command German Air Force or Luftwaffe. The participants will include Belgium, Bulgaria, Croatia, Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France, Germany, Hungary, Italy, Japan, Latvia, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Norway, Poland, Romania, Slovakia, Spain, Sweden, Turkey, United Kingdom, United States, and Greece. And not to put too fine a point on it, but one does not move that many aircraft from that many countries halfway around the world and just outside an ongoing conflict zone in Ukraine just to have an exercise. No, that's pretty scary, isn't it?
Boy, it certainly is. Certainly is.
And now we know that when the pipeline was bombed, Nord Stream pipeline was bombed, there was a exercise going on. We found out that covered up the event. They would have an exercise that got everybody's attention on the exercise and not the event that happened when they bombed the Nord Stream pipeline. So, folks, this exercise going on starts June the 12th. What's it going to mean? I really don't know. I have no idea, but he's right. 25 nations that come together to hold an exercise with 25 different air forces in the world located right off the border where the war is happening, right off the border of Ukraine. You have to make you wonder, is this coming down to something maybe that we don't even think about? And Melody, I don't want to tell people, but folks, I know if you're like me, you really can't do a lot more to get ready. But do what you can. If the public institutions like hospitals and prisons are told to stock up at least a 10-day supply of food, I think you should do that at least threefold, at least a month, 2 months, 3 months, right before they do. And if this is right, you don't have a couple weeks to do it. Don't wait. Call and get some precious metals because the dollar will go to almost nothing overnight if it happens. This will destroy the economy along with many other things. Because World War III, folks, will not be like anything that's ever happened in the world before. We will not be immune to this one. Prepare yourself as fast as you can. And I'm not trying to scare you. I'm really trying to warn you. Maybe this exercise, so-called exercise, will just be what it is. It'll just blow over. Maybe it'll just happen and everybody back home and nothing will happen. What happened? But I don't see that being the case. 25 different air forces coming together in one spot to practice war. Melody, go ahead.
Doesn't sound like that's a place I want to be.
No. And by the way, if it would happen, there are no safe places in the world any longer. You know that.
No, I know. I know.
And I don't like to tell this. I would just soon say everything's hunky dory. Let's all just go fishing this afternoon. But it's not hunky dory. It's not even close to being hunky dory. I mean, there's wars being started all over the world, but this one, Ukraine, is really blowing in something really big here. I mean, 25 nations, Melody, that's huge. 25 countries coming together in one spot.
Yep.
That's huge. Folks, call Melody and do what you can as fast as you can. Don't put it off. 800-375-4188. Do what you can. Protect yourself and your family for what time you have left. Melody, about out of time, let you kind of wrap it up.
Yeah, and, you know, we still got some great prices. I've been seeing and checking out different sites online, and some of them are running out of product. You know, at least that's what they have posted, where deliveries aren't until closer to the end of June, and we don't have those issues. And premiums are beginning to drop a little bit. So if you happen to have purchased when things were a little bit higher, well, go out and buy some more things now and cost average your overall prices down. That's how you do it. So you just keep, you know, accumulating it and keeping your overall price lower. So, but they can give us a call. And again, all product is pretty much available. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.